Hey everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Berry. I am here in my pride colors. You can't see, but my shirt is also pride color. It's a little off the shoulder thing that I will be wearing tomorrow to Dumbo Pride. So if you are at Dumbo Pride tomorrow, you may see me there. I will be decked out in all my pride glory, celebrating pride in Dumbo. It is a I don't really know what it is. I didn't look it up. From the flyer that I saw, it looks like it is just a little street party with some DJs, some performances on the stage from 3 to 9 in Dumbo, which is in Brooklyn. If you are in the neighborhood, come on by. I will be there. You'll see me. I probably won't be wearing this headpiece or this necklace, but I will be wearing this top. And I have another outfit, a little bit of an outfit plan. So you can see me then. I'm going to talk about what I did last night, which was very exciting. I went to a drag show, kind of. It was a drag theatrical experience, really, is what it was. And it was Sasha Velour doing Nightgowns the Musical at the Connolly Theater in the East Village. I've been to many Nightgown shows, so it was the same cast that we normally get from a Nightgown show. I have to fix my shirt because it's really bothering me. but it's the same cast of regulars that we get from a Nightgown show. So that was fun. But they were all playing characters in this scripted play, musical, extravaganza, whatever you want to call it. But what's different about this was that all of the dialogue, as well as the songs that they lip-synced to, were recorded. So they lip-synced the entire show, which was pretty fantastic. It was very different because normally you just get the queens doing numbers up there, but this time they were telling a story. It was scripted, it was recorded, I don't know how long ago, but they had to know all their lines to lip sync to them through the entire show, which was about 2 hours long with an intermission. So bravo to them. I don't think you can get tickets to this. It is only this week. It may continue, who knows? I know that she was planning to take it over to the UK. So maybe it'll go around the country as well. Maybe it'll come back to New York. I don't know. But it was exciting just to be in a theater again and seeing some really, really good drag. If you look it up, maybe it'll stream somewhere. You can look it up on the Connolly Theater website or through sashavelour.com. See if you can get tickets. It is only through this week. But I really, really enjoyed it. On to All Stars. We have a lot to talk about because 2 episodes dropped today on Paramount Plus. I'm going to have a sip of my cocktail, everyone. I am officially drinking tonight because it is 12:41 a.m. in the morning. I spent the last 3 hours going through, pulling out pictures. I just looked at them. Some of them are not great. I'm going to have to go back and redo them, but I'm not redoing them tonight. We're just going to get through it and talk about it. I'm not going to go in depth. I have over 100 pictures to look at. So we're going to go through this. I never did a Meet the Queen, so I'm going to go quickly through the promo looks, then we're going to jump into the episodes. I don't know where you're watching this. I know in the UK, they're going to have it on Netflix. I believe that's sometime tomorrow, which is probably right now in UK time. It was available in the United States on Paramount Plus this morning at 3 a.m. I did not watch it then. I went to work and watched it when I came home. I watched both episodes. I have not watched the Untucks yet because I didn't know that they had them. So I'm going to watch them tomorrow and I'm not going to talk about Untucked. I'm just going to talk about the episodes. But let's get right into this. We're going to start with the promo looks once I share the screen. I'm hoping it is this one. And it is. We start with Akiria Chanel Davenport. I'm sorry, let me take one more drink before I get into this. Akiria Chanel Davenport. The colors were gold, yellow, oranges, some pinks. I don't know if it was meant to be like a sunset, sunrise, whatever. This is a cool look. She looks really cool in this. The only thing I don't like is the word body across her chest. I know that And I say body. It's really body. She's the body. I get it. I don't like the branding that people are doing now with their things on their name on their outfits. We get a lot of it throughout these first two episodes, especially the first one. But I think this outfit is very cool. I give it a toot. On Instagram, they also tooted it. It was 84% toot for Miss Akiria Chanel Davenport. I don't know if you heard that. That was my boyfriend sneaking through the living room, pretending like he wasn't really here. But that was him walking through. Next, we have Eureka O'Hara. I do not like this. It is a boot for me. I like the back part of it, but I hate this bodysuit that she's wearing. It's very unflattering. It doesn't work for her. It's a big boot. I do like the colors, the yellow into the pink ombre, which is very cute that she did, even down to the shoes, which I think are, I can't tell if they're actual shoes or if it's just part of the bodysuit going through, but I don't like it. It was very split on Instagram, 50-50, so that would be a newt on Instagram for Eureka with an exclamation point. Next is Ginger Minj. I like this one a little better just because it's a little bit more of a costume, but it's still a boot for me. I still don't like it that much. I hate this wig. I like the feathers on the sleeves. I think they're weird going down the side of her garment. The fabric hanging off the back, I don't really understand either. I'm gonna boot it. It was a 66% toot, so a very low toot, but still a toot nonetheless on Instagram. Next, we have Jan. That is her Instagram handle, I believe, still. We go by just Jan. It's good. I don't love it. It's fascinating and interesting to look at, but I don't love it as an outfit. I just think it's interesting. I don't like the wig. That's really all I don't like about it tremendously. Other than it, I think it's just too busy for me. It's still a toot, but a very soft toot for me. It was not on Instagram. It was a very big toot on Instagram with 91% people tooting this. Great. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. Next, we have Jiggly Caliente, giving us very Saint-Tropez. If you go back to her season, which was season 4, she created a boat and then she said that it was very Saint-Tropez because I believe her color was orange for Pride. I love this look. I think she looks stunning in this. I think the dress is cute. This fabric blowing in the wind is amazing. And it's just a great, great photo. Her face looks really good in this picture. You will see some pictures later on where her face does not look good, and that is not her fault. It is mine for taking the picture. But I really, really like this. It's a big toot for me, and it is going to be my top toot of the week. It just got a 73% on Instagram. I think that's a little low because I really did love this, and I think she looks stunning. But again, everyone has their own opinion. Next, we have Kylie Sonique Love, giving us body, which we're going to see a lot of, I believe, from her on this show, carrying the foxtails in the pink, orange, and yellow. I don't love it because there's not much to love. It's a boot for me. I don't really love it at all. I don't have anything else to say about it. It was a toot, a lower toot on Instagram, which is fine. Trying to get a closer look. Didn't change my mind looking at it closer. It's still a boot. Next, we have Pandora Box. I think this is super cute. I love how she incorporated the pink, yellow, orange. I think there's some red in there as well, which may have been part of the color because I believe it is like a sunset kind of look, theme. You can even see the pink and the yellows in the background. It's a simple dress with a lovely overlay with all of that tulle, which is, I think, what makes it really, really good. I love the orange lining in the back that you can see behind her leg. It's very Pandora Box and very on brand for her. So I give that a toot. It was just a 67% toot on Instagram. I'm thinking people aren't going to be a big fan of hers this season. And I don't know why. She's one of my favorite queens. I see her at DragCon every time I go. And I bought her lunchbox last time, which is right over there on my shelf. Next, we have Raja D. O'Hara. I'm not a fan of Raja. I am not shy about saying that, but this is actually really cool. The purple on it is a little off color, but I think they added that into the background to make it work. The bodysuit with the star stockings, I think, is really fantastic. She looks really good. I don't love the wig with this. Again, it's purple and not in the pink colors, which I think is what the brief said. But how do I know? I wasn't there. I don't know what they got, but I think she looks really cool. So it is a 2 for me for Raja D. O'Hara. It was also a 2 on Instagram with 88%. Next, we have Scarlet Envy. It's a soft 2. It's a good look. There's nothing extraordinary about the look. I love this giant wig on her. I think the bodysuit dress, because it's not an actual bodysuit, it is a dress, is cute, but it's really just a corset with some fabric hanging down. The coat is really the star of this. So it is a very soft toot for me, for Scarlett. It was a soft toot on Instagram. Well, I guess it's kind of a high toot on Instagram. I guess anything over 75 is high. But it was 76%, and that is fair, I think. She looks good. Next, we have Serena Chacha, one of the queens that I think everyone was surprised to see back in Drag Race. This look is a boot for me. And you know why? It's the wig. I hate this wig so much. I don't know if that thing on top is part of the wig or if it's a headpiece just put on top of it, but I hate it. I think it's really ugly. And I think it cheapens the outfit, which could have been a cute, cute outfit, but the wig just destroys it. So I am going to boot it. It got a very soft toot on Instagram with 64%. That's fine. I just can't get past that thing on their head. I don't know what it is. Next, we have Silky Nutmeg Ganache, and I'm just going to say it right now. Boot. You all know I am not a fan of Silky. She's doing like Wonder Woman superhero kind of feel to this. It is just so unflattering on her body. Wrong. Everything about it is wrong. If you want to do this, great. I'm not body shaming her at all. I am a fat queen. Don't get me wrong. But you have to do it to where it flatters your body. And this does not flatter her at all. It's a very strong boot for me. It was also a boot on Instagram, the only Instagram boot at 67%. Next, we have Trinity K. Bonet. I think she looks exquisite in this. That is a lot of tulle, which I love. I like that she corseted it as well over it to give herself some body. The pose is right. The hair is right. The face looks good. Excuse me. I told you it's very late here. I think she looks great. This was the top toot on Instagram with a whopping 97%. There was only one person that booted this, and I did not look to see who it was, so I don't really know who it was, but you know who you are. And finally, we have Yara Sophia. I think this is cute. It's very on brand for her. I love the boot covers that she has. It's very... Ringmaster Britney Spears circus with the hat. Her face is painted fantastically. I think she looks really, really good. So it's a big toot for me. And it was an 85% toot on Instagram as well. There, we made it through the promo looks. I told you I was going to go quick. That's it. That's all there is. We're not going to talk about them anymore. On to episode 1. I do want to... Give me one second. I was not prepared just because I want to make sure I'm giving you correct information. One of the things I hate about a lot of podcasts that I listen to is that they don't really give you information that is accurate. I want to give you the name of the episode, which is All Star Variety Extravaganza. This is episode 1. We're not taking any breaks. We're going right from 1 to 2, so be prepared. We start out our entrance looks with Akiria C. Davenport. I think she looks great. I love this wig on her. There was a close-up of it. You can see the top of it with like the ball. It's like a, I'm saying people tie pearl balls in there to cover them with hair. And she did it with these curls, which are really cool. She looks really good in this. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Next, we have Jiggly Caliente. It's simple. And I think that's what we're going to learn from Jiggly Caliente, is that her drag, while it hasn't really elevated like the other queens did, it's a cute dress, but it's a dress that you could buy at the mall. And I may have bought it at Forever 21, honestly. Does she look bad? No. Is it extra special? No, it's not. But I think she looks good. Next, we have Jan. I don't like this look either. I like the wig and I don't like the outfit. I don't understand this at all. I did enjoy her entrance line, which was, I'm backpack, backpack, backpack again. We'll throw back to her name, Jan Sport, where she is no longer allowed to be Jan Sport on Drag Race, and a little list, Lisa Edwards throwback from All Stars 2. Raja D. O'Hara is next. It's cute. Yeah, it's cute. That's all I'm going to say about it. I don't love it again. I think it's a little boring for an entrance look. There's a lot of flat hair this season, and I don't enjoy that. I like big drag hair. We will get some of that, but a lot of the queens are wearing the flat wigs these days, and it's not something that I love. Ginger Minj brought out a big wig, but a hideous outfit. I know she is meant to be kind of hideous in a campy sort of way. To me, it doesn't work. I know she's supposed to be the glamour toad. I don't like it. I don't like it. I think what I don't like about it are the stirrups mostly. I wish she had made it into either a gown or maybe a full cat suit. I hate these. I can't even think what they're called now. Oh my God, my mind is gone. You all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm moving on because it's not going to come to me. So I don't love this look at all. Next, we have Yara Sofia. She came in with a dog mask and barked. It is exactly what I expect from Yara Sofia. I think she looks great. Her body looks really good in this. She is a nut. She looks super sexy, and if Ginger Minj had done a bodysuit like this with her glamour toad, it would have been a little bit more successful, in my opinion. I was trying to think of the word again, and it's just not coming to me. Chaps, thank you. I was like, they're assless. What are they? Chaps. They're assless chaps. I don't like them. I think Yara Sofia was much more successful doing her dog look in this gold. Next, we have Silky Nutmeg Ganache. She pulled out another cookie from her boob, and then she pulled out a glass of milk as well. I'm torn on this look. She did bring back the ball hair thing and made it 20 feet long, so she had to carry it in and then throw it down. I like everything about this gown except for the tulle. I think the tulle is too much, and I would have liked it just on the shoulder and maybe into a bow around her waist, because I think the gown is actually really pretty in this blue with the crystals on it. It's the tulle is too much for me. That's all, the tulle on the bottom of the dress. Next, we have Pandora Box. I think she looks great. This is on brand for her. Her face looks good. Her wig is right. The lining of this in the satin is gorgeous. It fits her body. Bravo, Pandora Box. I think you look really, really good. I'm happy to see you back on my screen, and I'm happy that you're doing well. Next, we have Scarlet Envy wearing a gigantic hat and a tie-dye gown. I love this. I love a hat. I love a big hat. You all know that from listening to me or watching me. I love, love, love a hat. I think this is a great look for her. It makes sense for her brand. And so I give her props for wearing it. Would I pick these yellow and pink Tie-dye? No, not at all. But it works for her. Next, we have Serena Chacha coming in as a matador. It's all right. It's a bit much for me. I like the bolero jacket and the jumpsuit aspect of it. It's her, again, her wig is a problem for me. And coming in as, you know, her with her own wig company, which is the reason I think she's on here, was to promote that only. I don't think she really came on the show thinking she's going to win. To wear another wig, a bad wig again, is just not right to me. Do I hate it? No. That's what I'll say. Next, we have Kylie Sonique Love coming in as a red cherry bomb dominatrix. She looks stunning in this. It fits her like a glove, obviously. It's styled correctly. The hat is cute. Her face looks gorgeous in this. It's the right wig for this look. She nailed it on her entrance look, I think. She looks really, really great. Trinity K. Bonet. I really wanted to like this. I hate the glasses. I'm not a big fan of these fedoras that keep popping up on this season. The skirt to me seems like it's the wrong length and it makes her actually look really wide. And I think it's the fur on the side that does that. And possibly the weird stocking choice that she made. I don't get why she's wearing those new tights over some like black stockings. It's wrong and I don't like it. I don't like this outfit at all. And finally, we have Eureka O'Hara giving us cages on the side. We've seen her wear these before. I think this print is ugly. I think this wig is cool, but I think she does not look good in this print. This gives her body no shape. I know the cages are supposed to exaggerate the silhouette, but it's not working with this print, I think. I think the print is the problem. So yeah, I don't like this look either. That's all I'm gonna say about it. We had our very first Zoom special guest, and it was the one and only Miss Piggy, the drag Muppet herself. So happy to see that Miss Piggy was on here. Look at those eyelashes, girl. She's doing it right. She's got her jewels on, her wig is styled. I thought it was super fun and super campy to have Miss Piggy on. And she is leading us right into the reading challenge. I'm not going to go through these reads. I think some were successful and most were not, is what I'm going to say. From what we saw, the one we did see the most of was Ginger Minj, and she was actually crowned our winner, and rightfully so. So bravo to Ginger Minj. Get a better outfit, that's what I'm going to say. It was funny that she said when Miss Piggy came on that she was dressed as Kermit the Hog. She should have just said the frog because, you know, he's a frog and she's dressed as the Glamour Toad. Just my thing that I'm pointing out. So that was our reading challenge. I'm not going to go through again, like I said, each individual because we have a very long way to go and it is now 101. So moving right along. We're going to jump right to Miss RuPaul Charles on the runway in this pink tiered gown. For some reason, I love this gown. I should hate everything about it, but I love it. She did seem to have a little bit of trouble walking in it, so I think it was just tight around her legs. But I think she looks stunning. Her wig is right. The makeup is right. The gown is so interesting to me that I love it so much. So bravo to Zaldi and Raven and the boy who does her wigs, whose name I don't remember, and RuPaul for pulling this look off. Really, really good. Our challenge this week was, of course, the All-Stars Star-Studded Variety Extravaganza. Yes, say that again. I will not be saying it again. But that's what we have, and that's what we get, starting with Jan giving us original song of hers. I think she was actually singing live. We will see a bunch of original songs that were not sung live, and we all probably appreciate that. But I think this outfit is cool. I think she sounded really, really great, and I enjoyed her number more than I thought I would because I am not the biggest Jan fan, but I think she did a great job with this. I hope that they didn't just bring her back to keep her in the middle of the road again. But time will tell. Next, we had Pandora Box also doing an original song. She lip synced to hers. She had a little bit of a costume change, which wasn't really a costume change because she just took off a coat. But she had this cute dress on. And then at the end, her boobs shot out Silly String, which is always funny. It was super campy. The song was super campy. It is exactly what you expect from Pandora Box. So I appreciated it. It was a very safe performance for Pandora Box this week. Next, we had Jiggly Caliente. She also did an original song that she lip-synced to. I did not like this song. I did not like this outfit. Her face looks stunning. I mean, it is just gorgeous. Again, we have a flat wig. She is wearing those wedge high tops, which I am not really into. These are not, they're not as cute as the Converse ones that we got from Olivia Lux week after week. And they are ugly to me. I don't like them, but her number was fine. It was, again, a very safe, she plays safe correctly. Next, we have Kylie Sonique Love. She did an original song, which was awful. She looks stunning. This is a great look for her, but the song was terrible. I didn't get it. I didn't understand how it showed any of her brand. So I did not understand it at all. I thought she could have been in the bottom three. She was just safe. Next, we have Raja D. O'Hara. She is making a dress in a minute. We've seen this one. I don't know if we've seen this. I've seen this before. Bummer Bianca Del Rio at the season premiere or season finale of season six when she won. She made a dress on stage as all the queens did a number, and hers was she stood on the stage and made a dress. I think she did it in 3 minutes. So Raja did a minute. Impressive. The dress was actually really cute when she changed into it. I hope that it wasn't the actual dress that she made and not a staged thing because we didn't actually get to see her fully change. We saw her starting to put it on and then they panned away from her. So I hope it was the actual dress that she sewed. Who knows? Who cares? It was also a safe performance for me. Next, we had Akiria C. Davenport. That's her name? No. Akiria C. Yeah, Davenport. There's too many Davenports and O'Haras. I did not enjoy this. It was an original song that she lip-synced to. Again, I did not enjoy this song. I do love her outfit. I think the outfit is really cool. I actually really love her hair as well. So I love that about it. I just didn't enjoy the song at all. Oh, Trinity K. Bonet, she's doing comedy. Why? It was dreadful. I know that her season, I think she won the stand-up comedy challenge. If not, she placed really high, and a lot of it was banking on the joke about her grandmother saying to stop running around because they're running up the light bill. She tried to capitalize on that. Where is her arm in this picture? It's like missing. Very confused by that because it doesn't even look like it's behind her. It looks like it's just chopped off. Sorry, that was me being distracted because I don't have anything nice to say about this other than I like her outfit. I hate this wig. It was hanging in her eyes. It was awful. Her set was terrible. The jokes, she had one joke that went on for eternity. Because it never really went anywhere and the punchline wasn't funny. So just a bad, bad talent performance from Trinity K. Bonet. I don't know what else she could have done. Next, we have Eureka performing an original song that she wrote in honor of her mother's passing in 2019. I think she said her mother. I hadn't realized that her mother had passed away. And I know that she did have health issues. I did not enjoy this song. I do not enjoy this outfit. She's stealing a little bit from Sasha Velour, who does the projections on her dresses all the time in a show that I saw last night as well. And she's been doing it for years. It was a little reminiscent of her performance that she did for This Is Me as well, but the projections were on a screen behind her, not on her body. I didn't like the song. I appreciate that she wrote it for her mother. I did not enjoy it. And I hate this dress. It makes her look 4 foot tall, and I know she's like 6 foot four. Next, we have Scarlet Envy doing a little burlesque number, making bubbles. I loved this number. I thought it was so funny and so campy. It just made me smile and laugh and have a good time. To me, this is talent. This is the talent that you want. It's a weird talent, but also one that's super entertaining. So I appreciated this so, so much. I thought she should have been at the top, but that is just my opinion. Next, we have Silky Nutmeg Ganache. I will say I appreciate that she played the piano. She played it lovely. The song she sang was terrible. She did This Little Light of Mine. She changed some of the words to fit her, but I did not enjoy this one bit. And this wig she's wearing is terrible. Carson mentioned that, I think it was Carson said, maybe Ross said that she changed tempos in the middle of it, but she did because it went to Michelle and she was not clapping on the beat anymore. But all the claps were happening and it was just not on the beat. So I believe that was on Silky's end. Maybe the claps were supposed to follow her. I don't know. But it was not good. She said she was going to take us to church and it didn't go anywhere. It was not good. I thought was one of the worst ones up there. Then we had Serena Cha-Cha. She is obviously showing us her wigs. I will say I do love this wig in the middle on the back. I like the color of it. And I like the style of it. I hope she did that. And that's one of her wigs to sell. This was an original song that she did about wigs. She tried to do a little dancing. It did not go well. It was just boring. That's all. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It was just boring to me. Then we had Ginger Minj coming out doing her Gummy Bear song, which I know is a few years old. I love this outfit that she's wearing. I did not enjoy the song. I didn't like it when it came out. RuPaul was singing along to it though, so God bless her. But it was a fun performance. I mean, I liked her. She brought set pieces. I'm assuming she brought those and they didn't provide them. And it was fine. I just didn't like the song. Finally, we have Yara Sophia giving us titties. Titties, titties, titties. And it was, I don't even remember the name of the song, and maybe something about jiggling. It was complete nonsense. It was ridiculous. And I couldn't stop laughing, and neither could RuPaul. Carson even said in the critiques that RuPaul laughed for like 20 minutes after this number because it was so bananas crazy, but just so much fun to watch. And then it ended with give her a fucking dollar, meaning drag queens. It was very cute in the confessional. Ginger Minj was like, I don't know what's happening. And she had this weird look on her face and then she threw a dollar at her because for that performance, you can do nothing but throw dollars at her because it was so, so good. Bravo to Yara Sevilla. She is named the winner of this week's challenge and she will go be lip syncing for her legacy and $10,000. Bravo. Yara Sophia is one of my favorite queens. I was so happy to see her back on the show. She is my pick to win the season. And, you know, winning the first episode always helps. So bravo to her. I actually love this purple wig. I love that it looks a little rough, but I think it's meant to, and I think it works for her very well. So bravo to her and her ginormous breastplate. God bless you, Yara Sophia. In our bottom this week, we have Serena Cha-Cha and Trinity K. Bonet. It's fair. Our other bottom three was Silky Nutmeg Ganache. I could have easily seen Serena Cha-Cha being the safe one and Silky being in the bottom, but I think they don't want a chance of Silky going home this early by any means because they know that she is good television. And that's just the way it is. Of the absolute worst performance was by far Trinity K. Bonet. There's no doubt about that. But we have Yara Sophia coming to lip sync against our first assassin, which is Coco Montrese in this silver tinsel fringe everything. Get this outfit. She doesn't look bad in it. I just don't get it. Because I was like, how are you going to do anything in that? There is a reveal, obviously, so that she can start dancing around. She is, you know, one of our best lip syncers from any season. And Yara Sophia is still in her giant breastplate. And obviously, they pop out it during the number. They are lip syncing to Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. A fun song. One thing to note is both of these queens are Vegas queens. And then we will get a little twist in episode 2 for the lip sync assassin as well. But that is the connection I think that they have. They both work in Vegas. I'm assuming they know each other because of that. And from Drag Race, obviously. But Coco Montrese is declared the winner. Yara Sophia does not win $10,000. It rolls over to next week to make the pot $20,000. And then we get our elimination. And that, of course, was the vote by the group. And that is Serena Chacha leaving us episode 1. No big surprise for me when she was announced. I literally said someone has to go home first. If they were smart, they would have eliminated Trinity. To me, she is the stronger queen. She was the worst one this week, so you could justify it by saying that. But I think she's also a better drag queen, so she is a little bit of a threat going forward. But they got rid of Serena Chacha because, you know, who cares? Honestly. In the workroom, we get this little clip that says, 1 hour later, Ru pops onto the screen talking to Serena Chacha as she's packing up her bag, saying it's not over. It's the game within a game twist that we've been waiting for. We don't get to find out what it is. I'm assuming someone may be coming back. I don't know. Or maybe they're going to have their own, once there's like 4 or 5 of them, maybe they do a challenge and that person automatically goes to the finale. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what the challenge is. I mean, I don't know what the game within the game is. I hope it's not that they get to pick who's going to be the top 2 again, like we did that season that Shangela got screwed. I don't know. But there's a game within a game. That's all we know. The end. Moving on to right into episode 2, which is titled The Blue Ball. Of course, I knew that. I don't know why I had to look that up. It is The Blue Ball. But first, we start by pulling out the lipsticks from the box. Everyone picks Serena, except Serena, who picked Trinity, of course. And that was why Serena Chacha went home. Then we find out that Yara Sophia actually picked Trinity. She was playing smart. She knew that Trinity was better. Serena Chacha is also a fellow Latin queen, so maybe that had something to do with it. I'm not sure that's really true, but it could be. Because they could talk in Spanish together. I don't know. But she picked Trinity, and I think that's fair. Of the two, that is who I would have picked as well. Because she is a better drag queen than Serena Chacha. Is Trinity going to win this? Most likely not, from the performances that we've seen from her. But she's still a better drag queen. I just had to put this picture of RuPaul in because I love this suit so much. I think it is super cute. I'm going to a wedding in September and I kind of want to wear a suit like this to the wedding because I think it's super cute. Very, very cute. Bravo to Klein Epstein Parker. I believe that's still the person who makes her suits for her. So I love it. I love it, love it, love it. We're having a ball. It is the blue ball, as the title of the episode said. And the first category is Blue Better Work. And this category is for blue-collar workers. That is the challenge. That is what they're going to do. It doesn't have to be blue. It just has to be blue-collar workers. Second category is Blue Jean Baby. It is a denim look, elevating denim to the next heights or something like that. And then finally, the blue ball bonanza is where they have to go through mounds and mounds of crap to create a garment out of. And I just took a picture of this because Why are you putting sponges in there still? We had a sponge dress that was terrible, and now you're just taunting people to make another one. Don't do it. Don't do it. You keep giving them, you complain about that people do the same looks. They're like, we already saw that kind of thing. I don't think they did that this time around, but in Australia, they're like, we already saw this look. We saw the book look that Anita Wiglet went home on, because you keep giving them the same shit. You're gonna get same the similar looks. Thankfully, no one used these sponges that I saw. I could not believe that they zoomed on in on it like three times. That's why I took this picture. No more sponges. We're done with them. We had three workroom walkarounds with Rue, starting with Eureka. She talked about being on We're Here, which is fantastic. It's a great show. It did make me appreciate Eureka a little more, but I did not appreciate that she kissed Rue's ass, saying that I would have never gotten that if I had done Drag Race and I look up to you, and blah, 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 blah. Oh, girl, don't be a suck up to say, I'm grateful that I got to be here. My career is flourishing. Done. Again, watch We're Here. It is so good on HBO Max. Jiggly Caliente was next. She also got to plug RuPaul a little and saying that she got to be on Pose because she was on Drag Race. Very true. And none of these things are false. Eureka would not have been on We're Here if Drag Race didn't happen. We're Here would not exist, probably. Jiggly didn't suck up to Ru nearly as much as Eureka did. She also got to share her story of being a trans woman and that she sh wished she had waited to be on Drag Race the first time until she had sorted things out in her life. Bravo to her. Way to go, Jiggly. Finally, we had Raja D. O'Hara. This is her dress that she's making. I don't know what this thing is she's making it out of, but it's some kind of fabric. She talked about how she was a bitch on her season, essentially, and that she's still going to be opinionated, but she's trying to be nicer about it. We'll see. All the villains come back and say that. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Fifi O'Hara. RuPaul on the runway. We go right to the runway because we have 36 looks to go through, everyone. 36 fucking looks. And a majority of them are blue. So you get tired of blue very quickly. RuPaul didn't give us blue, though. She gave us this Rainbow Pride extravaganza. I think it's really cool looking. I like the way it looks on her. It's very metallic when you see it actually on the show. This big beehive wig is stunning to me. She looks great. I love the outfit. I have nothing bad to say about it. First up in our worker bees, I don't remember what it's called. You better work. Blue better work. Is Raja D. O'Hara as a construction worker. I don't like it. I don't like this look. I think it's, she didn't do anything extraordinary with this outfit. It's not drag at all. She has the beehive with the helmet on it. We've seen that before from Shea Coulee when she did her construction look, which was so much better. So yeah, I'm not a big fan of this look at all. Kylie Sonique Love is giving us a, I think she said a handyman kind of thing. Carpenter, yeah, carpenter. Because I think there were nails on her outfit. To me, this was much more of the denim look. I don't hate it. I also don't love it. I think it would have worked better as her denim look. I think this wig is not great. I don't understand why she's wearing sunglasses. I don't know that carpenters wear sunglasses. It's not bad. I was going to say Ginger Minj. Eureka is giving us Crossing Guard, and she had Stop and something else on the other side, and I can't think what it is. Oh, put it in the comments, please. This was my favorite look from Eureka. I love the campy hat. This wig is really great. The outfit looks cool. It looks like a crossing guard. One of those ugly orange jackets turned into a dress, which I think is very smart, very cute. Her body looks good in this. This was her most successful look of the night, in my opinion. Jan came out giving us tires, and I couldn't figure out what kind of worker she was. I guess a mechanic, but it was just tires. I like the idea of it. I don't think it fit the challenge super well, but I think the outfit is cool. It's a bodysuit, but it's a very elevated bodysuit. The sleeves are really cool with the tires, and of course the little headpiece as well. So I think it looks great. I didn't get the idea for the runway of it. Don't look at this picture of Jilly Caliente. It's terrible. But this outfit was also terrible. I didn't understand it at all. With this blue dress underneath the yellow smock. She's a sanitation worker. The garbage can hat is the most successful part of it, in my opinion. Silky Nut Meganosh is giving us Milkman because you know it's silk with the good milk. I like to say silk with the sour milk because she is so negative about everything. I don't love this look. The milk bottles are the best part of it because milkmen wear white, not red. If you're going to drag it up, at least do it in the right colors. I mean, you could have even done it in silver and it would have been closer. I think the hat is cute. Scarlet Envy, I don't really understand what she's giving us. These are saw blades on a tree. So I thought maybe it was supposed to be lumberjack. But a lumberjack wouldn't have round saw blades. They would have an axe or a chainsaw. So I'm not sure what it is. I think it's a really cool idea. I don't know what she is. And I don't think she told us what she was either. So yeah, I concept-wise, I think it's interesting. Execution-wise, I don't get it. It does, I don't know what it is. But I think she looks good. Akiria C. Davenport is doing welder. She got her arm stuck in a pipe and it says help. It was a stupid gag. She was trying to be campy. It didn't work. They said they didn't understand that she was a welder. I didn't either. I thought she was a plumber with the pipe. She has like a welding visor on. I think if she had had it down over her face at first, put it up, you would have made known that she was a welder more easily. These boots make no sense as a welder. The short shorts make no sense as a welder. The jacket makes no sense as a welder. So yeah, I just didn't, you didn't get welder from it at all. Not a fan. Pandora Box is the lunch lady, and then she reveals down to be a slutty dancer at night. I don't know what she really does. I think both work very well. I think the campiness is perfect for Pandora Box. This second outfit is super cute and very Pandora Box style. So I think it was successful. I think she did a great job. Yara Sophia is giving us construction worker. The judges said they didn't get construction worker. They just got She's Michelle said woman in the East Village. This is not a woman in the East Village, first of all. Maybe in the Bronx, but she's got crazy big biceps and gigantic boobs. I think if she had made the vest over part over her boobs instead of just that bralette, it would have been more obvious that she was a construction worker. I don't know. It's just a crazy look, but that's what Yara Sophia does. She's crazy. She's wearing flats, which is also weird. Ginger Minj is a plumber. This one is really the plumber. It's very Mario-esque with the outfit. It's a wig very similar to what Eureka was wearing with that giant red curly wig. My favorite part of it was when she turned around and you saw the butt crack. I think that is hysterical and a really, really great touch. And that's kind of what makes this outfit a success, in my opinion, because otherwise the outfit is kind of basic. But the butt crack really wins it over. Finally, we have our second crossing guard, and that is Trinity K. Bonet. This outfit is inexcusable. It is ugly. It is wrong. These pants are a travesty. The shoes are a mess. This is an outfit that she brought with her. She brought this thinking it was going to be successful on the runway. It is so bad. I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on here. It's just really, really awful. Category two is denim. I forgot the names of these. I apologize. I'm going to look at it very quickly and then we're going to move on. It is Blue Jean Baby. I was hoping we'd get a Britney Spears reference because Britney Spears wore that all denim outfit to the VMAs with Justin Timberlake. They both did denim. This is not that. I think these pants are hideous. I think the top is really cute. Again, we got a fedora, which I don't understand the fedora use. I'm over the fedoras already. But I hate these pants so much that I don't like the outfit. Kylie Sonique Love did basically a low-rise jean. She tied some bandanas around her boobs and then had the trans flag hanging off of her arm. I've got another hat. It's fine. It's not groundbreaking at all. I think she did it mainly to get the trans flag out there because it's really just a pair of jeans that she's wearing. And these are jeans that she probably wears every day. So yeah, I don't love it. It's not taking denim to any new heights. It's just wearing a pair of jeans. Next is Yuriko O'Hara in a denim bodysuit and coat. It's disappointing to me. I don't think it's flattering on her one bit. I think it's ugly. Plain and simple. I don't like it. Jan came out with this bizarre shape on her in all these denim cutouts. It's a very cool look. I hate this wig. With this look. Not that I hate the wig. I don't like it with this look. But I love this outfit. I love the idea of it. I think it looks really cool. I think she's wearing it well. I think it's actually denim, which was a problem I had with a lot of the queens. So I appreciate this, and I think she did a great job with this look. Jiggly Caliente came out in some high-waisted, wide-leg denim pants and a white t-shirt. The best part of this outfit is her hair. These pants are awful. The white shirt is awful. Bad, bad, bad for Jiggly Caliente. Even worse is Silky Nutmeg Ganache in this outfit. It's not good at all. The red fringe is not helping it. It's actually making it look worse. The hat is... I have nothing nice to say about it, so I'm just going to move on. It's awful. Scarlet Envy is giving us American flag denim. I think this is cool. I love the jacket. I love the shorts as well. This hat is very weird to me, but I don't hate it. It just looks like it's placed weird on this wig that I really, really liked. I wish I could see more of this wig because I think it's really cool looking. So I like the outfit overall. Is it groundbreaking for denim? No, but I like the jacket the most. The shorts are cute as well. Curiously, Davenport came out in this modified cat suit with all the laces. To me, it didn't look like denim. It looked like denim fabric, which we see again. I think it was Eureka's looked like denim fabric to me as well, not really denim. I think Ginger Minj just looks like this denim fabric and not really denim as well. And I know that denim is not forgiving, so big girls use this kind because it's stretchy. I don't hate this look, but I also don't love it. It's fine. Pandora Box came out in this denim number, and I think it is super cute. I think it's my favorite denim look of the night. She's giving us Dolly Parton realness, which is also, you know, a big bonus. She's got the tiny little country hat on. I think she looks fantastic in this. It's a really, really big, big, big win for me. Again, I think this is my favorite denim look that came down the runway. Yara Sophia, I think, also did a great job. She is wearing a super low-cut jean that flares out. They complained that her fabric looked more like handkerchief print, but looking at it closely, it was denim. It was just printed denim. So I think they were just looking for something to criticize her for. Her body is insane. It's so insane. So I think she looks great in this. I think it was well done. Is it my favorite? No, I told you that Pandora was my favorite, but I like this one as well. Here's Ginger Minj, not in denim. Again, it's that denim-like fabric. Her boots might be denim, but I don't think they are either. I like her wig. That's the only positive thing I can say about it. She did put crystals on the back of it, but it looked like an applique that you could see the edges of, so it wasn't even done particularly well. I don't like this look at all. Trinity K. Bonet came out in this little number as the hippie. I actually like this. I think it's really cute. Again, it doesn't look like denim, especially in this picture. It looks like that denim fabric. But I like it. That would be my only critique, is that it doesn't look like denim right off the bat. But I think the outfit is cute. I think the wig is good. She's been wearing glasses on the runway, so I guess we're going to keep getting that from her. I love these giant hoops that she wears.
Oh, excuse me.
I think they're really cool, so I appreciate that. But I think she looks good. Our final category is the blue one, blue bumpin', blue ball bonanza. Blue ball bonanza, these are the looks they had to make in the workroom. This is Raja G. O'Hara. I do like her dress. I'm not going to dispute that. I think the shrug is cute. I don't love these long sleeves that go over the hands. I never understand that. I know that is a fashion choice, but I don't like it. I hate this wig so much. I know that she can't have a long wig, but I think if she had an updo wig, it would be even cooler. So I think she did a great job on this on this part of the challenge. I don't like the wig, and I don't like the boots either, because it makes her legs look stumpy. Next, we have Kylie Sonique Love giving us some ripped fabric that she glued stars to. My favorite part of her look is the wig. I think the outfit is garbage, honestly, because there's no design to it at all. So I don't get that at one bit. Yuriko O'Hara made this. It doesn't fit her. That's all I can say about it. It doesn't fit, and it's ugly. It looks like it's wrong. It looks wrong. That's what it looks like to me. Jan came out in this little Hunger Games Effie number. I think she looks really cute. I don't know where she got all the flowers to make this the collar piece, but it looked fantastic with this gorgeous wig. This is my favorite new wig color that we see on these queens. I love this light blue. I think that the little bodysuit is cute with the cage over it. I think she did a great job this week, honestly. Really, really good. I think she should have been in the top, but that is my opinion. I also thought she should have been in the top for the talent show. Just me. Poor Jiggly Caliente still can't sew, so she took a blanket and made it into this dress thing, put some rhinestones on it, attached ribbons very randomly on this, because when she walked back, when you saw the back of it, there was like just one poorly sewed onto it, maybe glued, I don't know. You could see like the bunching of it. It's ugly. Oh, I'm gonna fall asleep, everyone. It's ugly and I don't like it at all. Speaking of not liking it at all, this is a travesty. Silky Nut McGinnish making this outfit is ridiculous. She said these pants were fitted to her like a glove. I've never seen a glove fit like this and I never want to. Big girls should not wear quilted fabric. That is just a standard you should go by. I don't know what this jacket is that she's wearing. I don't get anything about this outfit at all. It should have put her in the bottom and they sent her back to safety as one of the first safe girls. And it makes zero sense to me. Next we have Scarlet Envy looking stunning in this gown that she made in the workroom and got zero credit for it because they sent her back to safety with Silky Nutmeg Ganache, if you want to compare the two. This was beautiful. I realize it's just some kind of sequins fabric, but don't put that in there if you don't want people to use it, because this looks gorgeous and she made it. So bravo to you. You should have been in the top this week. I don't understand this at all. Why you were safe. A Curiously Davenport made a gown out of a shower curtain, and then she glued plastic cups to it. It is a great idea. It's not well executed, and I think it's mainly because of that slit in the front that it looks off. But it's not terrible. It ended up put her in the bottom three, which I did not understand why, because there were so many that could have been there other than her. That were sent to safety, including Silky Nakanosh, and coming up, we'll see another one. So yeah, I don't think it's as terrible as the judges said it was. I think they just needed a reason to put her in the bottom three. Next, we have Pandora Box. Pandora Box could have won this challenge, except for this dress. This dress is a mess. I think her face and her wig were gorgeous. This is not a great picture of the wig because it's too dark in the back of the stage, but it's a gorgeous blue wig that with these wonderful curls and an updo. This dress is barely staying together. I like the idea of the blue ribbons, and you could have done a great dress with that, but it felt like the skirt was just like fabric tacked on randomly in no particular rhyme or reason to it. It looked bad. Yara Sofia made this gown. I think it's stunning. I don't understand what the judge's problem with this was, but it landed her in the bottom two. I don't get it. I don't understand why. I mean, she made a lovely dress out of a tablecloth, a plastic tablecloth, which has no stretch. She made it fit her body. She made a corset. They said there was too much. I'm assuming they mean that by the fringe, but I kind of like the fringe almost as like a little jacket slash boa. The wig I loved. I'm a huge fan of Yara Sofia, so it's going to be hard for me not to like something she did, but I didn't like her construction look. There were ways to improve that, and she just didn't. But I think this look is phenomenal and better than most of the ones on the runway, including this one by Ginger Minch, who should have been in the bottom two this week, in my opinion. Most of her looks did not work for me. She took a shower curtain and made a raincoat out of it. This wig is awful. The boots are terrible. It's just a bad, bad look, in my opinion. And she was sent to safety as one of the first queens. Finally, I think this is finally, is Trinity K. Bonet giving us the Cinderella gown. She did a great job on this. I'm not going to dispute that. I didn't like her first look, but her last two were really good. I don't like this wig with this. That's my only critique of this outfit. I wish it was an updo, kind of like a Cinderella updo, or if you saw Drag Race Australia finale with Art Simone's Cinderella gown, that hair like that would have been perfect. This, I just think it's, she needs it. It needs to be off her shoulders in some kind of updo or even just a bob. But I think the gown is beautiful. The fact that she made this is marvelous. So bravo to her for that. Great job. So we had our top three, which were Raja D'O'Hara, Kylie Sonique Love, and Eureka O'Hara. I don't know what this top three was. Raja, I'm fine putting Raja there because what she made was nice. Great. I hated her first look, her denim look. I didn't like the pants, and the last look was fine. So I don't know how she made it to the, you want to put her in the top? Great, but she should not have won the challenge, which spoiler alert, she wins the challenge. Kylie Sonique Love, she didn't even make an outfit. She like ripped some fabric and put it on her body. Her first look was interesting, but I wish she had used that as her denim look. Her denim look was basic and nothing special. Eureka O'Hara's first look was fantastic. Maybe my favorite one of that, of the blue collar workers. Her second look was awful. Her third look was awful. In the top three, really? And our bottom three was Akiria, C. Davenport, Yara Sofia, and Jiggly Caliente. Jiggly Caliente is the only one I agree with as far as being in the bottom. Ginger Minj should have been in the bottom and should have been in the bottom two. I guess Akira could have been because her last outfit wasn't bad. I didn't love her other two outfits. I'm trying to think what she did for the first one, and I can't remember now. Oh well. So I guess that's fine. But I thought Eureka could have been in the bottom three. Ginger Mint should have been in the bottom three. Jiggly Caliente should have been as well. Her outfits were not very strong. But Raja D. O'Hara is the winner. Again, even with a closer look, I hate this wig. But the outfit, the fabric that she did get to use, this little quilting fabric, looks actually really good up close. So I will not fault her about that for her dress. They needed to give her a win, I guess. That put Jiggly Caliente and Yara Sofia. What a fucking shame that Yara Sofia is in the bottom two. I don't understand this whatsoever. It makes zero sense to me at all. This wig is one of my favorite wigs that was on the stage tonight. Our lip sync assassin this week is Brooklyn Heights going up against Raja D. O'Hara. I think Brooklyn looks stunning. She does 80s rocker hooker glam better than any other drag queen I've ever seen. The fringe on here with her dancing is fantastic. So it was great. They did Miss You Much by Miss Janet Jackson. I thought this gave Raja a little bit of an edge because that is more her style. Brooklyn Heights is kind of the rocker chick, but I think Brooklyn Heights can also lip sync to any song. So I knew we were gonna get a show, and we got a show, and it ended up being a tie. this has happened before in Drag Race and All-Star history. I don't remember who it was, but it was a tie. And both queens had picked the same, not both queens. The winner picked one queen, and the team or the group also voted for the same queen. I thought this one might be different. I thought both queens could have possibly gone home this week. This lip sync was crazy. There were 9 million tricks being done on that stage. And to me, I've said it before, don't do too many tricks because it's distracting to me. Raja did at least 4 sets of splits herself. She also did a cartwheel. Brooklyn did a death drop. She slid on her knees twice. She did the splits. It was just trick after trick. And I was like, enough, 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 enough. But they tied. They both get to draw their names. Again, I thought Raja would have picked Yara Sofia, again, as the stronger queen and more of a threat than Jiggly, but I was wrong. She picked Jiggly's name, and the even more surprising, the group voted for Jiggly as well. So we only have one queen leaving us this episode, and that is Miss Jiggly Caliente. I wish Jiggly could have stayed around, but this was a rough week for her, and that's all it takes is one bad week to get you sent home. She pleaded her case as best she could. Yara Sevilla shouldn't have even been in the bottom two, so I don't know. I can't even say anything else about that. She didn't even want to plead her case because she's like, I mean, if I was her, I would have said, I don't need to plead my case because this is not where I should be. The show is rigged. We all know that. but Jiggly Caliente is leaving us. 1 hour later, of course, we get our message from RuPaul to Jiggly saying, it's not over. There's a game within a game. You're still in it. We still don't get to find out what the game is within the game. Someday we'll know. I don't read spoilers. I don't go on Reddit. I don't want to know. I just want to watch the show and enjoy it. Again, I have not watched Untucked for either episode, so maybe there'll be more information in there. I don't know. I do know that next time on Drag Race, we get Silky in this ridiculous outfit. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, there must be a mini challenge. But then I look and no one else is dressed oddly. We do get hats from Sonique, Kylie Sonique Love and Trinity K. Bonet again. Yara Sofia is wearing her confessional hat. So I guess it's hats in the workroom this season. But what is Silky wearing? I don't know. I thought she was supposed to be a cow. I don't know. But they're doing a marketing challenge, which means they're going to be making commercials. Usually there's some really big failures, and usually a lot of misdirects from the previews, so I never go off of that. That's all I have for you today. That was a long, long, long way to go to get through episodes 1 and 2. I hope you enjoyed the episodes. I did enjoy most of them. Episode 2 seemed a little rigor mortis to me with their tops and bottoms. But that is just my opinion. I wasn't there. I didn't see it in person. And maybe the looks looked completely different. I don't think so, but what can you do? It's a television show first and foremost, a drag competition secondary these days. But I thank you all for watching and listening. If you want to toot and boot these looks, they will be coming up on my Instagram Insta story within the next few days. We're going to break them up because there's just too many to go through. Obviously, just even for the ball, there's 36 looks. So we will do that another day. So I think we'll do episode 1 to probably tomorrow. That is Friday today because it's 1:49 a.m. And then the ball will be the following day on Saturday. What day is it? Yeah, so look sometime on Friday for episode 1, and then episode 2 will come out on Saturday. Happy Pride to everyone. It is Pride here in New York City. I have something planned Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then I have the day off on Monday. So I will not be back to work until Tuesday. We will be doing Toots and Boots, the video portion of that. I just haven't picked a date yet because it is Pride. One of the people is out of town, but he said he would do it. We just have to figure out a time. And then our other person is in Texas. So we have to kind of just coordinate and get it together. But we will work on that, and that video will come out. Usually they're on Mondays. I'm hoping it'll happen on Monday again, but I don't know. I have the day off, so I can probably do it anytime if the others are available. But thank you for watching and listening. Follow me on Instagram and you can toot and boot with us in the Insta story. That's all I have for you. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to bed. Good night.